War and Peace by Leo Tolstoy. Adapted by Gemma Barder. Read by Dan Bottomley. Chapter 1. Pierre Bezukhov stood in the corner of a large ballroom. He watched the well-dressed people float between each other, smiling and chatting. He wished he were as good at making conversation as the dashing Anatole Kuragin, or even his good friend Andrei Bolkonsky. But Pierre found these parties difficult. Andrei was tall and handsome, especially when he wore his ceremonial officer's uniform. People were drawn to Andrei, although he had been quieter and more reserved since his marriage earlier in the year. Anatole had arrived with his father, Prince Kuragin, and his sister, Helene. Anatole and Helene were by far the most handsome young people in the room. They enjoyed the attention this brought them. Anatole danced with several different women, while Helene seemed not to notice when Pierre dared to ask her for a dance. Pierre was relieved when Andrei suggested they leave the party early and go to his house for a drink by the fire. Watching his more confident friends dance and talk about war against France had tired Pierre out. They retired to Andrei's smart townhouse in Moscow Center. His wife, Lisa, had decorated it in all the latest styles. "I wish I could behave as well as you do," Pierre sighed, relaxing into one of Andrei's armchairs. "You seem so happy at parties." Andrei shook his head. "Perhaps, but I am not happy in private, my friend," he said. "I am married to someone I do not love, and I am heading to war to escape my mistake. Promise me you will never do the same." Pierre understood that Andrei regretted marrying Lisa. They had rushed into getting married, and it was clear that their personalities did not match. Now Andrei was leaving to fight for Russia against Napoleon and the French army. "Andrei, you know my feelings on the war," Pierre said. "I do not believe fighting is the answer, and I will try to choose my own wife carefully, if anyone will have me." The two friends laughed companionably. Chapter 2. The following night, Pierre was invited to a dinner with the Rostov family. Unlike the formal ball the night before, the Rostovs' dinner was a joyful affair. The Rostovs were welcoming and generous, and they held parties and dinners often. Pierre had known the family all his life, and he felt relaxed in their company.
"Pierre, my boy," said Count Rostov, folding Pierre into a hug. "Come and take a seat at the table."
Pierre spotted an empty chair next to Natasha, the Rostov's daughter, and he rushed to sit in it. Pierre and Natasha were great friends, and Natasha greeted him with a warm smile.
"Thank goodness you are here," said Natasha. "Without you, I would be the only young person here, apart from my brother and Sonia, and they only have eyes for each other."
After dinner, Pierre, Natasha, her brother Nikolai, and their cousin Sonia retired to the parlour to play card games and talk away from the older guests.
"Pierre, fighting for Russia is what a young man should do," declared Nikolai.
Pierre smiled at his friend's excitement, even though he disagreed.
"I shall miss you terribly when you go, Nikolai," said Sonia.
"And I will miss you," said Nikolai. "But I am almost 20 years old. I need to prove myself as a man."
Natasha smiled at her big brother. She could remember him playing with toy soldiers as a boy. Now he was about to go to war. Shaking his head, Pierre replied, "If only all of the world's problems could be solved talking instead of fighting, then I would be a happy man." Before Nikolai could argue, his mother entered the parlour.
"It is getting late," said Countess Rostov. "Natasha and Sonia must go to bed."
As they were saying their good nights, an urgent knocking was heard at the Rostov's door. A messenger had been sent for Pierre.
"It is my father," Pierre said, reading the note. "He is very ill. I must go to him."
Natasha hugged Pierre goodbye, concern spreading over her pretty face. She watched as his carriage drove into the night. Pierre's father, Count Bezukhov,